I'm with Greg Gonzalez, who long-term AIDS treatment activist from the United States who just moved to South Africa in Cape Town and now works for the AIDS and Rights Alliance for Southern Africa. He was formerly the Director of Treatment and Prevention Advocacy at GMHC. Greg, what do you think of the conference so far?
Well, Peter, as you said, everybody sounds the same, but I think the devil is in the details. The rhetoric of AIDS activism has been taken up by the big white men, the Bill Gates and Bill Clinton. But when you look at the details, you find that Bill Clinton never delivered when he was president. He never gave us needle exchange. He gave us horrible things like welfare reform. You look at Bill Gates, and he refuses to fund treatment activism, treatment access. He has a narrow view of how the epidemic should be treated with largely with commodities and technologies. So we're witnessing sort of the end of an era. I think it's the end of the era of Peter Staley and Greg Gonzalez and AIDS activism and the rise of corporate AIDS. Everything's branded, everything's the same, everything's slick, everything sounds great, but basically my sense is that we've lost the war on AIDS and now it's gone back to the experts that we were so which were so important to challenge 25 years ago when we were in ACT UP.
Isn't that a little harsh on Gates, given the financial commitment he's making to this crisis now? It's really kind of extraordinary dollar levels, isn't it?
Well, several things. One is money doesn't excuse the fact that he's completely unaccountable in terms of the priorities he set. And I think people are a bit blinded to the fact that we need to deconstruct his portfolio of work and what he's supporting. For instance, he's supporting groups that abduct sex workers. Instead of working with them and trying to help them with HIV prevention, they're fundamentalist Christian groups who are abducting them that he's funding. He's funding TB diagnostics with a group that really doesn't do very good work in it. I mean, the devil is in the details. Lots of money is good for AIDS, but money well spent is even more important. Again, it's there's more here than meets the eye. There's the image and the brand and the spin that you know former presidents and big CEOs know how to do very well. We both were in ACT UP, and we know how to deconstruct spin and look at the data and tell what the evidence is and measure people on the very specific data of what they've done, past, present, and plan to do in the future.
Isn't he right, though, that we're never going to get on top of this unless we get on top of the prevention problem or figure that out and come up with a vaccine or a microbicide?
I'm a big supporter of vaccines and microbicides, always been, when I was at TAG, when I was at GMHC, and now at ARASA. My fundamental point is that, you know, individual behavior change, ABC, or in the present, and whenever we could be waiting 25 years for a vaccine and microbicide. What we can do now is reduce people's the factors that drive people's risk of HIV infection: drug use, violence, depression among gay men, for instance, which drives them into the path of methamphetamine, into the path of AIDS, the path of syphilis, violence against women, women's economic empowerment, rape, that drive women to the path of epidemics. There's stuff we can do now that, frankly, is an old political fight. And Bill Gates and Bill Clinton will go nowhere near it because it's far beyond charity and it upsets the powers that be, and they're not interested in doing that.
Didn't Bill and Melinda speak about empowering women at the opening plenary? And aren't they at least on the same page with us rhetorically in that regard?
Actions speak louder than words. Again, as I said, I was talking with some sex worker advocates from Asia the other day who went to go protest at Bill Gates. They're trying to build programs for sex workers who often have no other economic choices than to enter the sex trade. Bill Gates is destroying some of that work by funding abduction groups that go in and take women out of the sex trade and basically offer them no sort of feasible long-term economic alternatives. So, you know, the rhetoric here is fantastic. You know, we're hearing lovely rhetoric. But, you know, it's time to deliver. That's the theme of the conference. It was time to deliver 25 years ago, and I don't think anybody's getting ready to deliver today.
Thanks, Greg, and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Mm-hmm.